Well, we've had to come behind twice. Really disappointed with the start to the game. We warned them, we told them, we prepared for it. Shouldn't have been playing in our half in the first 10 minutes because we knew their front three would press with a real urgency. Wasn't the time to be taking the ball at the back, and it led us into trouble. They're 1-0 up. We've had to fight back. We've got ourselves back in the game. Got ourselves an equaliser from Josh. Delighted for him. And then we let ourselves down again. What do we do again? In the final 5 minutes before half-time, we give the ball away again in our defending third, and we 2-1 down. And we've had to battle and scrap, make substitutions to have an impact, to come on and to try and get something here. Very difficult game, tough place to come, but we'll have to be satisfied with the point and move on.
I guess you have to be satisfied as well that you're all three substitutes involved in that second goal, so as a manager that must feel quite good.
Look, there was clearly a few grumbles in the stand as I made those substitutions, but people don't understand. Ricky Holmes has trained 2 to 3 sessions in the last 14 days with his bruised foot. Bitaka's come back really positive from his impact he made playing for Congo, and I thought he was excellent when he came on. Thought the composure he showed and the link up him and Kev Foley did, and sometimes you've got to be bold, you've got to be brave, and we did that double substitution, and it paid off, and we could easily have, you know, we might have even won the game in the end.
It's important for the two strikers he scored to get off the mark as well.
Yeah, it is. Really pleased. You know, that you want your strikers, you want your forward playing, scoring goals. At the end of the day, you don't mind where they come from, but I mean, it is nice for your strikers to get on the court score sheet because, you know, that builds a little bit of confidence for them.
You got to give a debut today to your loanee from Burnley, Frederick Olmsted. What did you make of him today?
Yeah, your first game, so it's difficult. First game in League One, first game for Charlton. I thought he did some things very well. Got caught on it for the second goal. With a ball, gave the ball away cheaply in the defending third. He will have to learn from that, but I'm sure he will.
A lot of travelling fans, though. They come a long way to support your team.
Yeah, fantastic. A fantastic amount of fans to come here. They just got to trust sometimes when I make decisions to try and change games, to try and get something out of a game when it looks like it might be slipping away, which it did today.
And now another week's recovery. Do you think the likes of Johnny Jackson will be closer to fitness next week?
Yeah, we're hoping he'll join in on Monday, and you know that will, I don't think we've got anything serious today, so that will mean, you know, we're in good nick going into the game at home, and obviously, as I say, we have to move on, and the next game is Wimbledon at home, and it's very important to us now.
Thank you. Is it, Russell, a difficult game to analyse, because you mentioned the mistakes before that cost us? They had a high pressing game in that opening period. Aside from that, we had a measure of control from time to time, got back in the game.
From that point,
we looked like we might go on and take the lead, only to concede again. So, in the end, you're probably happy with getting a point, but overall,
Shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. It's probably a good way of summing it up. But there was some good play. We were there, we'd come away from home, we've scored 2 goals, could have scored more than 2 goals. So that's the positive side, but we've still got to be doing those basics really well, haven't we, at the back, if we're going to be in that top six.
Did you have a word with the boys at half time? Because out to half time, it looked like at one point it could be a sort of 6-7-5 all type game. Did we have to shore up things?
Yes, I had a very strong word at half time.